You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Alan Benetto, founder of JMango 360, a new mobile app builder platform aimed at small and medium businesses. The JMango 360 platform allows anyone to build their own mobile application in minutes, even without any development experience. Alan, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Good to be here.
And nice to have you as well. So everyone seems to be going crazy for mobile and mobile apps. Why is this, and what are the benefits of mobile?
Well, I think the way we see it, and I think a lot of people would agree, is that mobile, seems to be the next internet. The industry is still very embryonic, but from my perspective, we're seeing this perfect storm sort of brewing. The power of new devices are enormous. Network speeds are increasing. The costs of that technology is reducing. And society as a whole is now, I think, becoming, upwardly mobile. We're doing more stuff. We're doing it more quickly. We want information, straight off the bat. Coupled with that, these devices now are sort of mini computers. We have a mobile with us all the time. It's the most connected device we own. We go to bed with it. Some of us go to the toilet with it. I think it's sort of just basically revolutionizing, the way in which we interact, with close people, with associates, with strangers. So,
well, I certainly agree with you in every sense. How about, mobile seems a lot more complex than the internet. Why would that be?
Well, I think the thing is you've got all these different, it's not logging on to, the internet and looking at one screen with maybe a few different sizes and whatnot. The technology, you've got hardware, which is owned by, quite a few large tech companies. You've got software, again, different companies operating that. You've got different computing capability, different screen sizes, different networks, all these bit pieces, I guess, in the ecosystem have all got their own, competing interests and whatnot. And I think trying to find, in any facet of mobile, trying to find that level of continuity has always been a challenge. There's a bit more, convergence happening now, I think, because everyone's starting to realize that, hey, we need to work together to really drive this, this industry and make sure that it's, as user friendly as possible. I think it is very fragmented, but I think it's coming along in leaps and bounds in recent years.
How do you see mobile helping small and medium businesses?
I think what's happening with technology is that, the cost of all these sort of things, it used to be, websites were very expensive, now they're very cheap. Mobile, is expensive and still a little bit expensive due to some of the fragmentation issues I spoke of earlier. But, you're sort of seeing this huge power being put into the hands of small, medium enterprises, individuals, big corporations. And what it does, particularly at a small, medium enterprise level, is it allows your business, no matter what size, to keep your doors open 24/7. You can have deeper relationships with your customers, which you couldn't do before, to get the coverage that you can now get through mobile. You have to spend millions of dollars on advertising now, as well as all the follow-up expenses. Now, what you're seeing is that you can basically create your own website, application, mobile website, whatever it is, and essentially connect to the rest of the world. You have 24/7, your doors are open 24/7, and I think that we're now starting to see a lot of these smaller, even mum and dad operations starting to pop up. And, with that comes innovation, and all these small sort of smaller ecosystems popping up around, web shops and things like Etsy and those type of things. And mobile, in terms of just that's sort of talking about the ecosystem, but mobile specifically, I'm a bit biased, but I think it's one of the most powerful mediums that we've ever seen, because it allows you to engage with your audience for not that much, communicate with them anytime, anywhere they are. You can push offers to them, and the cool thing about that is you can do that based on time. You can do that on location. We're also starting to see mobile payments get a bit of traction. So what that means is that you're starting to see new revenue streams open up. So it's not just a traditional online model anymore. People are now accepting of payments, which means that for small business, they're able to access new channels of revenue. And the other thing, and I think this is if you get it right, is that it does provide small and medium enterprises with the ability to run loyalty type programs. If you get the value proposition right for your customers, you can be sitting on their device, and essentially they're one or two clicks away from your business at any time of the day. So, assuming you can get the value right, and that's where some of the difficulties lie, but it can be very, very rewarding.
Well, certainly mobile has changed the way online radio and has changed the parameters without a question. Today we are joined by Alan Benetto, founder of JMango 360, a new mobile app builder platform aimed at small and medium businesses that allows anyone to build their own mobile application in minutes, even without any development experience, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Alan, what should businesses focus on when looking to go mobile?
I think that's a good question. What you find is that a lot of people, see not mobile as a fad, but like, well, we need to get an app or whatever we do. And just basically taking your content and putting it on mobile doesn't really provide much value for your customers. Some of the key things, I think, when thinking about why you want to go or why you're going mobile is to understand the context. How do your customers use mobile? How can your brand or your business connect with those customers and actually provide some additional value? That's where a lot of people, I think, go wrong. They shouldn't be doing it because everyone else is doing it. They need to understand their business model and where mobile can play a role in that, and understand how their customers interact with the world or interact with their brand, because it's now changing. And mobile is at the forefront of that. And so they need to find that bridge and find that connection. I think a couple of other things are they need to understand how it fits within their marketing mix. Mobile should not be just an add-on at the end of a campaign. I'm definitely biased in this, but I think given the power of mobile and the power of the device, that it should actually be at the forefront of the marketing mix, in everything that you do. And the last one, which is, I think, if you can get the context right, if you can get the marketing mix right and understand how it fits within your business, the last one that's really critical to me, particularly when you're starting out, is actually getting the user experience locked down. There's so many people with really good ideas in mobile. We see lots of ideas come over our desk, every day. And the one thing that separates the good from the bad is the user experience. You're dealing with smaller screens. You're dealing with limited space. Everything needs to be optimized, and everything needs to put the customer first. You can't just throw something on a mobile screen and expect it to work. If you've got a good idea, you know how your customer works within your customer uses mobile within the context of everyday life, and you can create a really solid product on mobile that's optimized, then, you're ahead of 95% of the game.
Lastly, what do you see as the future of mobile?
I think the future of mobile is enormous. But the definition of mobile has now gone beyond just what the mobile device is. We're starting to see, things like wearables, the Internet of Things, which means which to me is still a little bit creepy, but, you know, it's essentially basically every device is, you know, connected and every device is providing feedback, you know. So you, irons, microwaves, fridges, houses, cars, everything's connected. So I find that a bit creepy, but, you know, that seems to be where everything is going. The other thing, just in specifically to mobile, you know, the computing power of the devices and what they'll be able to do, particularly in relation to proximity, in relation to, you know, payments, and, you know, graphics and computing power is just going to keep increasing, which means you'll be able to do more and more things with these little mini computers. And also, you know, on the app side, I think that we're going to, we'll see a natural increase in, or hopefully a natural increase in the quality or an innovation of applications. You know, the consumers are the ultimate sort of gatekeepers, and they'll just keep weeding out the junk, which means that brands and businesses need to be on top of their game. They need to constantly look for new and innovative ways to connect to their customers. So I think the future of mobile is bright. That's where we're headed.
Well, how about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about JMango 360 online and also how they can be in touch as well?
You can go to jmango360.com. That's jmango.com. All the information on the app builder is there. You can log in. It's free to sign up. It's free to develop. So that's the website. All contact details are there. I can get in contact with me at AB, letter A, letter B, at jmango360.com. And, you know, I love talking mobile. So if any of your listeners have an idea or, you know, just want to talk about, you know, where they see mobile or anything to do with mobile, I'm more than happy to chat to them.
Well, that sounds good. Alan, certainly thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on EPN, and you have yourself a fabulous day.
Thanks, Eric. You too.
We've been speaking with Alan Benetto, founder of JMango 360, a new mobile app builder platform aimed at small and medium businesses that allows anyone to build their own mobile application in minutes, even without any development experience. And once again, the website of reference is jmango360.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.